Yeah, it's been 4 years. I fought on Martin's first Super Show in Neptune four years ago. I fought a world champion, Panikos Youssef, and I lost points that night. And I suppose Panikos being world champion, being an elite fighter, I could have left it at that, you know. Mm. But I've built up Spartan Thai. Me and John Kelly, we have a great club in Spartan Thai, you know, and it's a competitive environment, you know. So it's kept me sharp.
Yeah.
Working with the likes of Barry O'Connor, Barry O'Neill, Domi Kelly, you know, young fighters coming through like that, you know, Aaron McGahey, it's kept me sharp. And I just got an opportunity. I had a 3 month period where I could really train hard.
Mm.
And a window arose. Martin said, look, Cage Kings is there. Do you want to fight on it? So yeah, I jumped at the chance.
Was that itch always there, or was it just when Martin said it to you?
No, I suppose I was actually meant to fight last year. Martin was putting something together last year with a lion fight in Las Vegas. Somebody says Las Vegas. Yeah, you don't say no
to that.
Yeah, and it would have been, at the time, it would have been on the undercard of McGregor's fight with Aldo. It would have been held on the Friday. They were just doing I think it was part of UFC World.
Co-promotion, like, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. That fell through. Myself and Sean Clancy, we were supposed to fight on that. That fell through. So I had a bank of training put in for that. And then I just said, look, let's just keep going with this. So I kind of kept tipping away at the training. And then from this January, we really went for it, you know.
As you say, you've been building up Spartan Thai over the last couple of years. That must have been incredibly tough work, I'd say.
Yeah, it's actually, to be honest, they're an easy bunch to work with, you know. They're good fighters, they're solid, they turn up. Me and John really don't have to overly motivate them or shout them or anything like that, you know. They're good lads. And there's good opportunities for Thai boxers in Ireland, you know. There's big shows all the time, you know. There's plenty of work for them.
And as you say, it must give you tremendous satisfaction seeing the new breed, like the Dommies and the Barrys coming through then.
Ah, it is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And like, Martin would tell you, like, if fighters, I mean, we were learning on the fly, so to speak, you know. We were learning Thai boxing, you know. There was no internet, you know. The information wasn't as readily available, you know. We were well trained, like, we were very fit, but the information and the coaching that's available to the younger fighters is huge, you know.
And as you said, the opportunities like that Martin provides on these shows.
Absolutely, yeah. These are big shows, you know, and you can see the young lads, they're raising their game for every show, like, you know.
Mm. Do you think that the talent coming through is better than ever, like, you know, when you compare the generations? Like,
There's a wider and a deeper pool of talent. You know, there's individuals that are really starting to stand out, but there's guys, you know, from the past 10, 15 years, who would still be very relevant, like, you know what I mean? You know, like, Martin is still an elite level fighter, like, you know. I'd still consider myself, I'll hang with any of them, you know.
So do you feel like the elder statesman now?
Yeah, I kind of do, I suppose. I feel, you know, but I really, my lads are honest, you know what I mean? I'm training with honest guys, you know. There's nobody blowing smoke up my ass or anything like that. So if I wasn't competitive in every round, if I wasn't competitive on the pads, you know, if I wasn't putting in a good performance, I'd hear about it, I'd know about it, you know.
Yeah. So getting back into fight training then, was it easy enough, as you mentioned, with the camp last year, but since Christmas, like, has it been easier?
The early mornings were tough.
Yeah.
I remember, like, because I start work at 7.
Yeah.
So that's setting your alarm clock for 4:30, you know. That's tough.
You're not running the roads then, is it?
You're pounding the roads, you're on pads, or I even sparred last Monday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning.
As you do, like.
Felt like an act of madness, but yeah, it was good. So that was an adjustment. The intensity of the training has just been ramped up as the months go on, and I've reacted well to that, you know. I've enjoyed just feeling that suddenly you're fit, you know, and you're putting challenges on your body, and you actually begin to surprise yourself, you know. You go, I wouldn't believe they could do this, you know, and all of a sudden, yeah, you know, when you're surprising yourself, that's a good thing.
That is good, yeah. 4 years out of the game, though. I mean, like, is ring rust going to be a factor?
It would be. If I hadn't absolutely been mangled already in sparring. I've had the rust beaten off me already, like, you know. So, no, I feel very sharp. And I'd say, like, Cage Kings is intense. There's no room to play around in Cage Kings, you know. You have to hit the ground running. So, I feel on the night, I believe I'll be able to hit the ground running, you know. All the mistakes, all the 4 years it's been chased out of me, and you know, I feel ready to go.
Are you in the MMA gloves for this?
Yeah, wearing the 4 ounce gloves. I'd never worn them before. There's a slight adjustment with the punches and stuff like that.
Finding range, I'd say, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but then this isn't MMA; it's Thai boxing. You know, so the punch is still, it's a good score, but it's not the score you're looking for all the time, you know, to influence the judges. The guy fighting Stephen Hodges, he's an A-class Thai boxer himself, you know. So the punch is slight difference. It's actually a little bit easier to clinch with the man.
Yeah.
So and I like the clinch.
Fingers out.
Yeah. And you've a bit more hand room. Mm. So yeah. But so they, when you get hit by them, you know.
I'd say you feel it all right. Yeah. Different game, I'd say. Is it kind of just like the impact and just different sensation?
Yeah, I to be honest, I haven't been hit with them yet. I don't intend to get hit by them. I intend to keep my hands up.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And you mentioned you're fighting Stephen in 2 weeks. What do you know about him?
Well, he's come up, I suppose, when I was away. He's come up through the rankings. He's fought a lot in Thailand and a lot in Australia. He hasn't fought himself in a little while. So, but he's fought some big names. He was due to fight Sanchez last year in Australia. So that's the kind of level he's at. Really good level guy, you know. So yeah, I expect a good fight.
So this isn't a warm-up fight for you coming back at all, like?
No, but you see, Thai boxing, it's not like boxing, you know, where you have the pressure of, say, TV saying we need unbeaten fighters, we need, you know, padded CVs, you know. Thai boxing, if you're going to put this effort in, you want to put it in for a challenge, you know. You don't want to just, I don't want to go up there and have a walkover, you know. It wouldn't be, you know, this amount of training, it wouldn't be worth it. So you want a challenge. He is a challenge, you know.
Are you going to fight again this year, or is this kind of a one and done kind of deal?
I never say never, you know. So we'll talk to the powers that be. If I put in a good performance in this fight, I would be looking to fight again.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Big crowd coming up from Spartan Thai.
Yeah, we filled a couple of buses already. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. We filled a couple of buses already.
And there'll be a big Cork crew up there anyway.
There's a big Cork crew up there. Yeah. Dommy Kelly's been in charge of the hype. You know, he's like Flavor Flav on this one. So he's been selling all the tickets and everything. It's been great.
Fantastic stuff. Stupid question. I always ask fighters at the end of interviews, but I'm going to ask you again. Are you confident?
Yeah, I'm very confident. Very confident.
I've never heard a fighter say, no, I'm not. Like,
yeah. Well, I think there's the confidence where you think you can win, and there's the confidence where you think you can put in a good performance. For me, first of all, it's to put in a good performance, to, you know, prove you're coming back, that you're relevant, that you're strong. I think if I do that, the winning will just come naturally.
Excellent, Seamus. We wish you the best of luck. Can't wait to see your performance on the night, and very best of luck on the night.
Yeah, Roy, thanks a million.